in our lives. How needed healthy authority is in our families, in our workplace, in society, and in government. Now, what I'm saying to you is obviously not rocket science. People say about me, and I take this quite seriously, in an interesting way, that I have a firm grasp of the obvious. Well, so be it. There is nothing new under the sun in terms of the importance of healthy authority. Today's scripture is all about the importance of our surrendering ourselves to Christ's authority over our lives. The Apostle Paul continually tells us, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Our identity as Christians is in Christ. We have to work out what this means, and that's what we do till our dying day. Now, I love to read C.S. Lewis, the great Christian apologist from England who lived in the 20th century. He talks about living for Christ with great analogies. I'm going to read you a short analogy from one of his writings. He says this: "The terrible thing, the almost impossible thing, is to hand over your whole self, all your wishes and precautions to Christ. But it is far easier than what we are all trying to do instead. For what we are trying to do is to remain what we call ourselves, to keep personal happiness as our great aim in life, and yet at the same time be good. We are all trying to let our mind and heart go their own way, centered on money or pleasure or ambition, and hoping, in spite of this, to behave honestly and chastely and humbly. And that is exactly what Christ warned us you could not do. As he said, a thistle cannot produce figs. If I am a field that contains nothing but grass seed, I cannot produce wheat. Cutting the grass may keep it short, but I shall still produce grass and no wheat. If I want to produce wheat, the change must go deeper than the surface. I must be plowed up and resown." You see, like it or not, Christ has expectations for each of us about how to live. In John 10:10, though, we read, "The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." Again, we all seem to be trying to figure out what this abundant life is, what he meant by that. Christ tells us that an abundant life is living in obedience to him. Now, with the proliferation of social media in our everyday lives, and if we are on Facebook or tweeting, we experience many individuals who believe they are their own authority. Social media has created an enormous and almost endless opportunity for expressing one's opinion and thoughts on any and all topics. I bring up the internet and Facebook because it can falsely reinforce that I am my own authority. Our culture in many ways teaches us that we as the consumer are right, even when we know in our heart that we are not right. We live in a culture of narcissism that prioritizes the self. We live in a very unbalanced society as a result. This perspective is antithetical to biblical teaching that emphasizes denying self, living in surrender to Christ and his teachings. In preparing for this sermon, I read some of Eugene Peterson, one of Tim's gurus, and he is a great writer. And in his book, Christ Plays in a Thousand Places, Peterson goes so far to say, and I found this very interesting, and I think you'll find it interesting too, what I'm going to say. He says, "The self is the soul without God." Think about that for a minute. The self is the soul without God. I thought it was pretty profound. You hope you chew on that for a little bit. It is so very important, and we all realize this, but it is so very important that our children obey their parents. If the parents are authoritative parents, as I have given you the definition, then living in obedience to them is for the child's ultimate benefit, well-being, guidance, and protection. It is the same for each of us in our relationship to Christ. If we claim to be children of God, some people don't like to think of themselves as children of God. They want to think of themselves as more mature, sophisticated. But the Bible continually tells us that we're children of God. It's a humbling, isn't it? Isn't that what it's intended to be, to humble us? Aren't we supposed to be humble people? We can be humble every day because we just read Scripture and we're humbled. If we claim to be children of God, then we need to be obedient to God and to His Word. However, many people live with the belief that they are their own authority. We are under God's authority if we are living as Christians. So you are saying right about now, who invited this guy to preach? We know this theology. This is not new to us. I guess somebody had to fill the pulpit. Well, no kidding. It is not new to me either. But I struggle with living for Christ and being obedient every day. There is some serious wrestling going on. I assume you do too. It is the great wrestling match that Jacob experienced. Now, I forgot I was preaching here, and I shouldn't have said this, but it's on the paper. I occasionally have temper tantrums with my wife, who I love and should not talk that way to. I imagine it happens in other homes as well. I have impatience in certain situations with friends, with the public, driving my car, at work. My wrestling match often involves, if God is ultimately in charge of this world, I am impatient and waiting for Him to be more forthcoming in taking control of our society. And I wrestle. And we have matches, verbal matches. I challenge His authority by planning my day, my week, my month, my year, my decade, when I should be bowing down at home or in my office on my knees and seeking His guidance daily. I attempt it. I will continue to attempt it, and I know that's the way to go. I know He wants us on our knees. If we can't be on our knees, then He wants us sitting or doing something that humbles you while you're praying. It puts you in a position of being lower, or surrendering maybe is a better word. You see, if our identity is in Christ, then He is our authority, and we need to run things by Him in prayer, conversational prayer daily. Our God is not detached. He is relational. However, just like our own children, our neighborhood kids, and the children in this church, we also need a healthy authority and structure to develop and appropriately mature. We need to remind ourselves that Christ is our everyday authority and our identity is in Him. Are you living under the authority of Christ, or are you your own authority? This is our challenge as Christians. What is our identity? Now, I also like to read from Chicken Soup of the Soul. I'm going to read to you a short story called The Stone Cutter. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you haven't. It's good to repeat things. I think it's good to repeat things three times, but I'm only going to read it once. There was once a stonecutter who was dissatisfied with himself and with his position in life. One day he passed a wealthy merchant's house and through the open gateway saw many fine possessions and important visitors. How powerful that merchant must be, thought the stonecutter. He became very envious and wished that he could be like the merchant. Then he would no longer have to live the life of a stonecutter, a mere stonecutter. To his great surprise, he suddenly became the merchant, enjoying more luxuries and power than he had ever dreamed of, envied and detested by those less wealthy than himself. But soon a high official passed by, carried in a sedan chair, accompanied by attendants and escorted by soldiers beating gongs. Everyone, no matter how wealthy, had to bow low for the procession. How powerful that official is, he thought. I wish I could be that high official. Then he became the high official, carried everywhere in his embroidered sedan chair, feared and hated by people all around, who had to bow down before him as he passed. It was a hot summer day, and the official felt very uncomfortable in the sticky sedan chair. He looked up at the sun. It shone proudly in the sky, unaffected by his presence. How powerful the sun is, he thought. I wish I could, that I could be the sun. Then he became the sun, shining fiercely down on everyone, scorching the fields, cursed by the farmers and laborers. But a huge black cloud moved between him and the earth so that his light could no longer shine on everything below. How powerful that storm cloud is, he thought. I wish I could be that cloud. Then he became the cloud, flooding the fields and villages, shouted at by everyone. But soon he found that he was being pushed away by some great force and realized that it was the wind. How powerful it is, he thought. I wish I could be the wind. Then he became the wind, blowing tiles off the roofs of houses, uprooting trees, and feared by all below him. But after a while, he ran up against something that would not move, no matter how forcefully he blew against it, a huge, towering stone. Very good, people. How powerful that stone is, he thought. I wish that I could be that stone. Then he became the stone, more powerful than anything else on the earth. But as he stood there, he heard the sound of a hammer pounding a chisel into the solid rock and felt himself being changed. What could be more powerful than I, the stone, he thought. He looked down and saw far below him the figure of a... Very good. Christ has so much to teach us. Like the stonecutter, we can stray away from our true identity as children of our loving God in search of a different identity. But also, like the stonecutter, we ultimately can realize our true identity, that being a treasured child of God. As a Baptist pastor prepared to preach from seminary, one of the goals in a sermon is to reach, to teach, and to beseech. And I hope we are moving in that direction. So, getting back to my eighth grade summer, life became a whole lot easier for me when I became more obedient and respected by my father's authority. Not to mention not worrying about policemen, store detectives, and those sort of things that were very not good. I realized and continue to realize quite often the comfort and the security that came from my father's being an authoritative father. Remember my definition of authoritative. We have an authoritative, loving father who is God our Father, who clearly wants us to have an abundant life. He instructs us to behave in certain ways to protect us and enable us to deepen our identity in Him, to deepen that relationship. It is that relationship that monitors us more than the knowledge of Christ. It is that relationship. Relationships monitor us. You just think about that. The teacher, Jesus, is always teaching us if we abide in Him. if we are being obedient children. God in Christ is our authority for a reason. As Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I want to encourage you all to wrestle and to wrestle well. Amen. Would you pray with me? Dear God, we all believe you are real. We all believe you died on the cross. We all need you. We all have doubts. We all have disbelief at times. We all struggle with that belief. And so, like Jacob, we wrestle with you. Lord, help us to continue to wrestle, because out of wrestling comes learning, comes obedience, comes awareness, and more depth and breadth of our relationship with you. Lord, we thank you so much for all you've done for us. We thank you for the wisdom that you offer us as being Christian. It's in your name we pray, with great thankfulness. Amen.